It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Tony Evers and state economic development leaders are in Hessen, Germany, on a European trade mission to promote exports and international investments in Wisconsin.
In 2023, Wisconsin exported nearly $1 billion in goods to Germany. This trade mission comes as President Trump issued sweeping tariffs yesterday, including 20% on the European Union.
We have Missy Hughes, Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Secretary Hughes, thanks for joining us today from Germany.
Hi, good morning or good afternoon, as it is here in Germany.
We'll take either or. We're going to get to tariffs in a moment, but how would you describe Wisconsin's economic relationship with Germany, more than 4,000 miles apart?
Well, we have an incredibly strong relationship. We have German companies that have invested in Wisconsin. And of course, we have many Wisconsin businesses that are doing business here in Germany. And so as we come here to Hessen, our goal is to really continue to strengthen that economic and cultural relationship that next year we'll be celebrating 50 years of our sister state relationship.
What types of goods are moving between Wisconsin and Germany?
Well, you see a lot of dairy industry, processing equipment, industrial machinery, electrical machinery going in both directions. And we have companies like Kronos and Velo that have invested in Wisconsin heavily. So one of the things we really try to do when we go on our trade missions is to visit companies that have already invested in Wisconsin. We make a connection and we talk to them about opportunities and make sure if they're facing any difficulties, we can help solve them.
Hessen is a central state in Germany, I understand. Why does Wisconsin have this long relationship with Hessen versus other parts of the country?
Well, some statistics say that over 40% of Wisconsinites have a relationship to Germany, whether it's, you know, an ancestral relationship or a business relationship. And when you look at the state of Hessen, we're really a lot alike. There's manufacturing, there's agriculture, there's, you know, innovation and entrepreneurship happening. So there's really lots of shared values and connections that we continue to develop year over year.
And your agency runs these global trade missions throughout the year to other parts of the globe, like Australia and Mexico and China. Governor Evers is with you in Germany on this mission, I understand. Is this particular one more important than others?
Well, they're all equally important to our businesses. We bring businesses along on these trade missions and we set up meetings for them. So we really try to smooth the path for them to be able to explore the global marketplace. And as I said, you know, one of the goals is also to visit companies that have invested in Wisconsin. And with Governor Evers, we're able to really go to these companies and say, thank you so much for being partners with us.
Your trade mission is coming as President Trump has announced import taxes ranging from 10% to 49% on goods shipped to the U.S. And let's hear President Trump announcing these tariffs yesterday.
Jobs and factories will come roaring back into our country, and you see it happening already. We will supercharge our domestic industrial base. We will pry open foreign markets and break down foreign trade barriers. And ultimately, more production at home will mean stronger competition and lower prices for consumers.
Secretary Hughes, there's a new 20% tariff on the European Union. What effect could these tariffs have on the negotiations and the meetings you're having in Germany?
Well, the tariffs have been a huge topic of conversation even before last night's announcement. You know, the up and down, the on and off of the tariffs has really caused a lot of uncertainty and frankly, disappointment from the conversations that we've had with Germans about the turn of events and the turn in the relationship. And there's a lot of feeling that we had a good relationship and we've had for many, many years a excellent relationship across Europe and real confusion about why things have changed. For businesses and for our businesses, it brings unpredictability, it brings instability, and that's frustrating. Our businesses that are with us really want to explore the global marketplace and see lots of opportunity, and they see the tariffs as a potential obstacle to that chance.
And I wanted some clarity here. Are your meetings in country about establishing new business and closing deals, or is it more to educate and pitch about what Wisconsin could offer German firms?
Well, for our businesses that we bring on the trade mission, of course, they hope to come home with a purchase order or a real opportunity. But often it's about that first step in creating relationships. Our businesses will visit distributors or other types of marketers and, you know, make that opportunity to offer what their products are and then hopefully develop that relationship. But surprisingly enough, often our businesses are coming back with purchase orders and with real concrete deals. For us, as we're talking to businesses who have already invested in Wisconsin, it's an opportunity to shake hands and to introduce ourselves so they know they have a partner on the other side of the pond in government who's ready to help them with any issues they might have, or any opportunities they might think about for expanding or doing more in Wisconsin.
We're talking about trade relationships with Wisconsin's sister state of Hessen, Germany, and a trade mission that is underway. We're reaching Missy Hughes, Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation in Germany. Secretary Hughes, President Trump has said that these tariffs are necessary to counter trade barriers that other countries are imposing on the U.S. Has Wisconsin encountered significant trade barriers before these sweeping tariffs?
You know, Wisconsin, like many other states, has really taken advantage of the free trade, especially across the Mexican border and the Canadian border. We have products that move to Mexico. They have added value in Mexico, and then they come back across the border. And so what the conversations I've had with our businesses is real concern about what the impact of these tariffs will have on that really streamlined supply chain that they've created. And they really are not looking forward to disrupted supply chains and added costs, because again, that just adds instability and risk into their businesses that otherwise they were really, you know, growing and excited about the future. And this has had a real chilling effect on some of those prospects.
So if supply chains do change radically, if companies say, yes, we're going to start onshoring our manufacturing due to the pressure from these tariffs, is Wisconsin ready to get companies up and running fast with their production lines, regardless of the industry?
Well, we had already seen a fair amount of onshoring happening both post-COVID and because of a lot of the Buy America provisions that we saw in the Inflation Reduction Act and during the Biden administration. So, you know, we had a lot of positive momentum, and I think that's really the concern is that positive momentum going to be stalled because not only the tariffs, but also fears of a recession. We just heard at the top of the hour that the stock market is down 1,400 points. You know, here in Germany, a lot of the conversation has been a fear of recession, fear of a real slowdown. And when you look at a state like Wisconsin, we produce big pieces of machinery. We produce big investments for companies. And so, you know, the fear is that everyone will slow down on those investments and we'll see pain in Wisconsin's manufacturers because of that slowdown.
And not to mention, Germany is a global manufacturing powerhouse. I mean, and this trade mission is overlapping with the largest industrial technology trade show, which is, you know, held each year in Hanover, Germany. Can you talk a little bit about the potential with manufacturing and what you're seeing there?
Yeah, we had a chance to visit the Hanover Messe trade show, which, as you said, is the largest, one of the largest industrial and advanced manufacturing shows in the world. The advanced manufacturing that we saw, robotics and using artificial intelligence on the factory floor, was really incredible. And there's so much opportunity in this moment to be exploring those real innovations and those real cutting edge technologies. And that's one of the reasons we were here, to be able to see what is happening and to see how companies like
You're breaking up just a bit. I think you were going to say Rockwell Automation. I'm not sure, though. Can you still hear us?
I can. I'm sorry. We must have dropped there for a second.
That's okay. That's okay. Yes, you were talking about this trade show and what you're seeing and the synergies.
Oh, I apologize. Just really cutting edge technology, what we saw when it came to robotics and artificial intelligence, just really offers opportunity for continued investment in innovation, continued investment in research. And, you know, we hope that we can continue to see Wisconsin's companies really prosper from this new technology that we're seeing.
As we are seeing sweeping changes here with the economic front and with tariffs, what will WEDC as an agency be doing differently as it works with Wisconsin companies, especially companies that are working with overseas clients?
Well, we'll continue to work with our companies first on an information basis. You know, as things have been really changing on a daily basis, it's been hard to provide good, solid paths forward for our businesses. But as we see these things lock into place and understand what the impacts are, then we can help our companies explore new opportunities and understand the risk and how to mitigate the risks.
Secretary Hughes, thank you for joining us. Safe travels.
Thank you.
That was Missy Hughes, Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. We talked about trade relationships with Wisconsin's sister state of Hessen, Germany, and how the WEDC is responding to the new sweeping tariffs implemented by the Trump administration yesterday.